Oops, he did it again. He's made another modcast.
Mod is a generic term for the modern young man.
You were just a little mod. Just a little mod.
She's a mod, she's a mod, she's a mod. Yeah.
I don't give a monkey's arseholes about mods and rockers.
All I really want is me a mod boy with his own unique style.
Are you a mod or a rocker?
No, I'm a mocker.
Me and my scum mods are getting underway. Taking all night and into the day.
Mods are back again. Mods are back again. Mods are back again.
Whether you approve or disapprove, they are real. And they're happening now in the mod world all around you.
You're listening to Mr. Swab's Mod World at MrSwab.com.
This is Oliver Orton from Sharp Class, and you are listening to Mr. Swarve's Mod World on MrSwarve.com.
Here he is, a man who donated blood to the Red Cross, and they used it to sterilize their instruments. Mr. Swab!
And away we go. Hello, mods and friends of mods. Mr. Swab here, bringing you a modcast packed with new music. Just absolutely packed. And of course, you know, a few choice cuts from the past, just to keep it interesting. And here's this week's interesting and best news. Lunchbox is back. That was Lunchbox doing Dinner for Two, kicking off the show. It's from the band's forthcoming album, Pop and Circumstance, from Slumberland Records. Should be touching down in May this year. It's the band's first since their last terrific release, After School Special, way back in 2020. Pop and Circumstance will be the band's sixth LP, dating all the way back to the 20th century, if you can believe it. Love me some Lunchbox. And you gotta love all the trumpet flourishes in there, right? Just makes it all the more delicious. Hey, lots more tasty treats coming your way, so let's not waste any time and get this party started.
Little gray hairs didn't give it away. Superflow temples didn't give it away. IBS meds didn't give it away. Giving zero fucks didn't give it away. Didn't give it away. So why does this make me feel so great? Why does this make me feel so happy? Why does it always make my day? When I can ask for my ideology, ideology, yeah. Woo!
teaching me. They ask me what I wanna be, and they think that I can't see that all of them are just another of me. Not too long ago, people had the right to be sad. They didn't care enough all about the joy that they had. So sad. Always someone on my face. Tell me that I'm way off base. Tell me join the human race. But they'll never convince me that my life is a waste.
Hey, you old scroungy old alley cat, get out of them garbage cans, ha!
You talking to me, Jack?
What the hell you doing there anyway?
Hey, man, here we are on the brink of the apocalypse, the eve of destruction, so to speak, and I can't think of anything to do.
The bones and the heart are a breaking thing. she played the Delta blues. Earl was driving through the streets alone, a bit rusty with a dent in the chrome. It was a loner, he was a loner too.
Welcome back to you, dear listeners. And welcome back to the Amplifier Heads. That was them closing that set out with The Best It's Gonna Be from their brand spanking new release, They Came to Rock, just out from Rumbar Records, and chronicling a coming alien invasion and its inevitable collision with the terrestrial rock and roll. I've only had a chance to listen once or twice, but I'm already sold that it's a great album. It's down and dirty, it's garagey in the right places, it's poppy in some spaces, and it's just an overall fun listen. I want to believe. Right before that was The Phase Problem, another band that wants to believe. They were doing Flying Saucer UFO. It's off of their new sophomore release, The Power of Positive Thinking. And ahead of that, you heard The Naked Lunch with When You Were Mine. Some pure power pop goodness from the Land of Oz. That is off of the band's debut self-titled album that was released back in 2020. And before that was a band that has a superb mix of Britpop and pop punk. Very catchy and anthemic You're All Around. It's from Italy's Hearts Apart, released last year. Just listen to that and tell me you're not reminded of Supergrass. I dare you. And before them, I jumped all the way back to 1981 for a song and a band that, frankly, sound as now as anything. That was an 80s power pop band from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, The Wigs. They were doing Stupid People, which is from their debut album, File Under Pop Vocal. Released back in 1981. Okay, flash forward to now, and right before that you heard I Know What I Know from the great Galileo 7. And that is from their brand new album, Are We Having Fun Yet? I would say yes, we are having fun, because because tons of new music, tons of new albums like that one. How can we not be having fun, right? So yes, we are having fun. Finally, way up top there, I got it all going with some punk rock from The Baby Seals. Baby Seals, self-described as Spinal Tap with tits. Yeah, that might keep me up tonight, and not in a good way. The Baby Seals are an all-girl trio making punk rock about body positivity. That track was one of their latest, ID'd at Aldi. I got this great video for that one. I've got it up as part of the bonus set on the Modcast homepage at MrSwav.com. Speaking of the homepage, and I often do, you can get the whole track list for this Modcast and all the Modcasts. You can get that over there, along with the links to the bands. Please, 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 give them a visit. Buy their releases. Show them the love. If you're a vinyl addict, get their records. Most of them are pressing records again. And if you're not, just buy their tracks and listen to them anyhow. Give them some spins on Spotify or Amazon. Help them out. You know, show them the love. The love of mods. Anyhow, got all those links and good stuff up at MrSwav.com, of course. Don't forget to spell out the Mr. Right now, hot off the presses, so to speak, here is the See No Evils with their latest, Springtime.
Best thing I've ever known. future's come, we've got to leave it. The future's bright, come on and feel it. It's the springtime. It's the springtime. The spring makes you feel alive when you step outside. It's not too hot and the rain it cools it. The sun is out, come on and breathe it. It's the springtime. It's the springtime. When the morning comes, time for evening sun, time for
to all of life's problems.
Ever since You play the kiss with the new pornographers. Well, I think you deserve better. You deserve better. You deserve better. You deserve better.
Yeah. Our ratings suck.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that.
Then what would you say?
Well, I would say that, you know, due to the idiosyncrasies of the current economic climate and the increased competition for a shrinking listener pool, that our ratings suck.
Summer is in the works for sure, and I, for one, am pretty damn happy about it. As I always say, down with the rain, up with the sunshine. That last one was Nashville's best pop-punk outfit, Vista Blue, doing Summer Wonderland. That popped up recently on Shuffle while listening at a gathering, and somebody asked me if it was Jan and Dean. And it definitely has that sort of Jan Dean vibe, doesn't it? It's a fun one, and is off of Vista Blue's 2019 EP, Hit the Floor. Before that, a brand new track from a band that is brand new to me, The Umbrellas, a twee-ish, jangly power pop outfit from San Francisco that has been around a few years, even though I didn't know about them. And they just released their sophomore full-length, Fairweather Friend. You heard the track Three Cheers, which disguises some sharp lyrics about relationship power struggles with a really cool, jaunty, peppy, and upbeat sound. Definitely check out Fairweather Friend from The Umbrellas. You'll be glad you did. And just before that, the very modish sounding The Greatest Liar. They were doing You Deserve Better. That's off the band's one and only release, at least the only one I know of, The Girl with the Chestnut Eyes from 2011. Right before that, swerved into a little soul music. That was the new single from Israel's Men of North Country. I Can Feel It. It's out from soul label Legere Recordings. That follows on the heels of Men of North Country's most recent LP, 3, which I recommend strongly. I can't even recommend it more strongly or highly than I already have. I can just tell you, you're going to love it. You should listen to it. It doesn't have I Can Feel It on it, but it has a bunch of other great stuff. And it's Men of North Country, so you know it's all going to be good. And before them, UK psych outfit, the Crystal Teardrop, with their very 60s influence psychedelic power pop sound. That one was 9 times 9. I played Orbis Max's latest just ahead of that, You Know What You're Doing, featuring Tim Izzard, along for the ride with the band. Could probably call that one world music, since the band members are spread out all over the world and coming together to deliver us some cool 60s-style pop music. And I started that whole set out with a new one from Garage Rockers, the See No Evils. The very jangly Springtime is just out from the Veteran Rockers. I got the video for that one up on the Modcast homepage at MrSwab.com, as well as a little blast from their past. I've got one of the older videos from the See No Evils. Be sure to check that out at MrSwab.com. And are you feeling as good as I am after imbibing that set of sounds? If you dig this show, you'll dig all the other 558 modcasts. You can check those out at MrSwab.com and spin up whichever ones tickle your funny bone. Most are streaming, a few aren't, but I can hook a mod up if you find something in the back catalog that you really want to listen to that maybe isn't currently online. Just drop me a line and let me know. And if you just want to dive into some mod-friendly music any time of the day or night, check out Mod Radio at modradiouk.net, streaming mod music and mod-related podcasts, like this one, among others. Just streaming that stuff 24/7, modradiouk.net. I am about to embark on a little R&R for spring break, so I gotta get out of here and get packing. But I'll leave you with one more brand new song. is from a great garage rock band that has been dropping should-have-been hits for a few years now. I'm really digging the latest one. Just came out. I love it. Not just because it's an awesome garage-styled power pop tune, but because it's paying homage to a character and recent TV show I was really digging last year, She-Hulk. If you want some clever, sometimes snarky insights on feminism from a very female, very green, and very large perspective, check out She-Hulk, Attorney at Law. It was a good show, sadly canceled, and I will not speculate on why, but too bad it's gone. But we have this great track right here to enjoy. It's a straight-ahead rock and roll with snarling garage punk veneer sort of over the top there. I'm really digging this one. This is B.B. Galini with She-Hulk, just out from Rumbar Records. I'm Mr. Suave. Thanks for listening.
Shot by an angry crime boss. She was at that store, but her cousin wouldn't stand for that loss. Bruce did a transfusion with his blood, so can't cut left by an outlaw cause. Now she's green and strong, and they're calling her She-Hulk. She-Hulk is a lawyer, she's experienced, but also green. Her strength is spectacular in courtrooms and on the streets. When people see her, all they do is run around and scream. Cause nobody loves a She-Hulk. Nobody loves a She-Hulk. Nobody loves a She-Hulk. So that you and me, we don't allow no green skin women in here, no. She-Hulk fights on all the teams that you ever saw. Until she turns savage, then she's feeling right or wrong. Yeah, well, all she ever wants to do is just a fight in a court of law. She wants justice, baby. Nobody loves a She-Hulk. Nobody loves a She-Hulk. Nobody loves a She-Hulk except you and me. Until she turns savage, then she's feeling.